A proposed new rule from the Maine CDC that would require healthcare workers to get a seasonal flu shot drew some opposition at a public hearing today. Some opponents question the efficacy and safety of the vaccine, while others say it would impinge on personal freedoms. Mal Leary has our story.
The Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention already requires healthcare workers be immunized for measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, as well as hepatitis B. The new rule would add a flu shot to the list and also give CDC the authority to require other vaccinations during a public emergency. A number of healthcare providers testified in opposition to the rule, including Portland doctor Pamela Shavanek.
I would like to speak against mandating a flu shot under any circumstances. Medical freedom is necessary to protect each individual. No two individuals have the same biology, and what is harmless to one person could end the life of another.
Several registered nurses argued that the science is not conclusive that flu shots effectively prevent the spread of flu in healthcare settings. And nurse Lisa Miller warned that the rule would prompt many of her colleagues in Maine to leave the profession.
By forcing healthcare workers to receive the flu shot or get fired, you're forcing them to choose whether or not to compromise their religious beliefs, their health, and or their knowledge for a job that they love.
But others spoke in support of the proposed rule. Caitlin Gilmet is a founder of Maine Families for Vaccines, which has successfully pushed to remove non-medical exemptions to school vaccination requirements.
We want to be sure our valued providers are safe and that they're able to keep our children safe. As parents, we trust their expertise and the evidence. Let's listen to the real experts when it comes to advocating for public policies.
And Dan Morin of the Maine Medical Association says a number of professional health organizations, including his own, support mandating flu immunizations for healthcare providers.
The American Academy of Family Physicians, American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Physicians, and the Infectious Disease Society of America all released policy statements supporting mandatory influenza vaccination for healthcare personnel.
While the proposed rule does not directly mention a mandate for COVID-19 vaccines, it would allow the CDC to require healthcare workers to get immunizations if and when the governor declares a public health emergency. Critics argue that oversteps the rulemaking authority of CDC. Written public comment will be accepted by the CDC until 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.